This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. You know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to the voice of Vitamin L in talk radio. Do you like that, Super Don? Vitamin L. Right out the gate.
Spread
the love, man.
Right off the bat there.
Yeah, no, I just go right to the top, right to the deepest moment, the most spiritual, meaningful moment. It's Vitamin L on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Gotta feel the love. So where do we go from here? Oh, gee, you know, that's why I open with the Vitamin L, because we got to talk about a story that is lacking in Vitamin L, totally lacking in Vitamin L. We'll get to in a moment. I'm just kind of softening the blow, so to speak, because there are some vaccine mercury stories related to attacks on children.
And yeah, I'll tell you what. You want to do some Vitamin L?
Yeah, I do.
Let's do some Vitamin L for we have a new affiliate in Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, ouch. More yes. People here in the Robert Scott Bell Show. How's that going to work?
Oh, my goodness. How did that happen, right?
Broadcast healing all the way up to Salem, Massachusetts. I think that goes up into New Hampshire, too.
WCCM, 1110 AM in Salem.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast healing in media here, Robert Scott Bell Show. You might get it for a couple hours on Sunday afternoon, and we're glad you're with us. You can always listen well, 5 additional days a week, 2 hours a day. That's 6 days a week. Go to robertscottbell.com. You want to check out where we go. The notes are up thanks to Captain Morgan. Super Don is the smooth voice you hear behind that wild guy called Robert Scott Bell talking about healing on all levels.
And I think it's so appropriate that we are now live in Salem, Massachusetts, because how often are we following stories that literally are a witch hunt? Right.
Oh, yeah. No, they probably called for the burning of the Robert Scott Bell Show because, you know, you're homeopath, you're a healer, natural healer. You don't believe in modern medicine. It's not that I don't believe in modern medicine. I believe it belongs in the corner wearing a dunce cap most of the time. That's what I believe. But when it's needed, there are appropriate ways and times to use it for a short term to get you out of a near-death experience. What is it? That's a near death? No, that near death is when you die and come back.
Yeah,
no,
that's
you're almost dead. You're almost dead, and we want to bring you back. We got a crisis drug, get you out of it. Okay, I respect that. That's where they're okay. But outside of that, in the corner with the dunce cap, because you don't know what to do for chronic diseases. In fact, most of everything you do, doctors, causes chronic disease, starting from vaccinations at birth. I'm telling you, that's where it begins, and that's where we're going to begin today. By the way, if you want to be part of the show, the toll-free number, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you can leave us a message after hours or go right to robertscottbell.com, and you can submit a question or comment there. In fact, if you don't believe it impacts the show, just you wait. Next hour, we have a question from a woman, and I'm not a serious question about vaginal dryness and menopause. Now, Super Don and I are not experts in that area. who knows why? But we have got an OB, a doctor, holistic. She's retired now, but she's got some real options that we were connected to her through Alexandra Jameson, Alex Jameson from Supersize Me and Healthy Chef Alex. She's a terrific, terrific healer in her own right. And so we've got some information for ladies, especially menopausal, later in the show. So stick around for that. But targeting the kids. This is what, you know, I said about vaccines. They are the needles, right? They are the sacrament in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. That is, they want you to sacrifice your children on the altar of the church, and that altar is containing these syringes filled with all kinds of intoxicants. Paul Offits of the world will say, well, it's only a little bit, it shouldn't matter, right? But if you ingest something, it's a far different way to get it in your body than to pierce the veil of protection that your immune system affords through the epithelial barrier known as your gastrointestinal tract. And that includes, of course, the external barrier to your earth suit, which is epithelial tissue as well, called skin. You inject, you bypass it, you inject these toxics, including aluminum, mercury, even the mercury-free vaccines contain trace amounts of mercury. And you've got foreign RNA and DNA, some from aborted fetal tissue. These things are being produced in China with little to no oversight, imported. Who knows if they are in the chains of handoff to handoff. The baton is passed. Is it refrigerated adequately before it reaches the pediatrician's office or your local Kodak processors at your corner drugstore? Do they still process Kodak film there? Probably not. It's all digital.
I don't think so. Yeah, yeah, I think we're kind of beyond that now.
But well, however, it's still it's a valid question. Are they even maintaining temperature to keep it safe? Not that I agree it's safe even if it's maintained at temperature. Now, the health ranger, our good buddy Mike Adams, a research scientist as well at CWC Labs, has a headline here from Natural News. It's in the notes. Vaccine pushers who promote mercury injections into children are medical child molesters, warns heavy metal expert. Now, who is the heavy metal expert he's referring to? Is that
I think he's referring to himself.
Mike Adams now, the scientist, right?
Well, no. Speaking about
third person, right?
Third person, yeah.
But there are quotes from Dr. Mark Hyman, U.S. Congressman Bill Posey, Martha Herbert, Ph.D., M.D., and, of course, RFK Jr. from his book, Thimerosal, Let the Science Speak, the evidence supporting the immediate removal of mercury, a known neurotoxin for vaccines. So Donald Trump has appointed, and some people are saying, well, it hasn't happened yet, but supposedly put RFK Jr. in the head of a commission to oversee issues of vaccine safety and scientific integrity. Last week, Donald Trump, president-elect, had this to say about Big Pharma. Stunning statement from an incoming president.
They're getting away with murder. Pharma. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power.
This is a guy who doesn't owe any money or any favors to Big Pharma. How would he say that? Why would he say that? This is a guy that's showing no fear. I got to give Donald Trump his props here. To do this, to say this is an important part of my new administration, I want to get to the bottom of this vaccine issue. Wow. Now, why does Mike Adams reference child molestation? Because there's something that's so ugly, so horrific, that it was... This is where fake news came from, the term fake news that came out of the mainstream media. Because of the supposed Pizzagate scenario, where suddenly WikiLeaks was revealing and releasing some really horrendous and horrific things about the leaders of the political world on planet Earth, the leaders of the corporate world on planet Earth, and probably those in Hollywood in elite situations or positions. They have set up an established way to molest children. Pedophilia. Now, this is not something I like to even discuss. It's disgusting. A lot of people on the political left who would not be for, like who would be for pedophilia, right, of course, but they can't even look at this. They can't even stomach the thought of it, so they completely deny it because the mainstream media says it's fake. It's not fake, folks. It's disgusting, but it's something that's been going on planet Earth among the elites for thousands and thousands of years. But it's the one thing they can't let loose on for the media through WikiLeaks or any other, because it's the one thing that would bring down the world power structure. Because the average folks out there can't even imagine that this could happen. And once they see the leaders from the left, right, center, wherever it is, that are engaged in conducting in such horrific behavior against children, then all bets are off. Then the pitchforks and torches come out from everybody. But until then, if they can have some level of plausible deniability, and their last level of plausible deniability has failed because the fake news meme has backfired on the mainstream media. I don't focus on this show because it's just disgusting. It turns my stomach to talk about it. But as I said many times before, if they're willing and knowingly willing to sacrifice your children with vaccines that are containing heavy metals like mercury, aluminum, and worse... Yes, there's things that are worse, biologics, aborted fetal tissue. Then Don't tell me they're not willing to sacrifice children in other ways. I will leave it at that. You consider it on your own time. But I have to plant the seed. That's why I also open with vitamin L, because the only thing that could overcome this level of evil is love. Divine love. Love from God. I'm telling you, because there's nothing else that can wash this away. And those people, they will be washed away on another level, because it's just disgusting what they're doing. Now, having said that, move into another story here. The U.S. already has a vaccine safety commission. Paul Offit and the vaccine promoters, the vaccine religionists, the cultists, are all up in arms because of Donald Trump, putting RFK Jr. in a position to assess vaccine safety and scientific integrity. Scientific integrity is an oxymoron among the virologists and vaccinologists at NIH, at CDC, and other places within the government. This story is, it's basically claiming that, you know what, we really don't need this. We don't need RFK Jr. and Donald Trump looking into this because, hey, we got this covered. We already have people doing this. And what I'm here to tell you, if the U.S. and the people that are for the vaccine religion think that they've got vaccine safety covered because they have a vaccine safety group, right? The Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, established over 5 decades ago. Then you explain to me how $3 billion plus has been paid out to families of children who were either injured or killed, by vaccines since the passage of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program in 1986. $3 plus billion. Why is it the Supreme Court has said that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe? You're telling me you've got a safety commission already and you don't want anybody else looking into this? Paul Offit's freaking out? The CDC freaking out? People that are for vaccines in big pharma freaking out? Because they know vaccines are inherently unsafe. It's not unknown. It is common knowledge. And the fact is, these elitist scumbags of the medical religion are still promoting this, even though they know what it does to children. And this is why I say it is not a big leap to understand that people who are willing to sacrifice children to vaccines in this way would also, at the very least, turn a blind eye to the fact that there are elite scum on planet Earth that are willing to sacrifice children to something called pedophilia, which unfortunately does exist. So from there, we'll let it go. We're going to have some yummy things to eat next hour. And no, actually, next segment. How about the fact that some of these fast food restaurants, chain stores, are pulling out the artificial ingredients? Not because government told them to, but because you did. Who's joining Chipotle to go non-GMO? Is it possible there are others? We'll talk about that. And remember, ladies, menopausal ladies, we got an OBGYN talking about issues that you might be dealing with next hour. RobertScottBell.com, back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to ITIOH.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to ITIOH.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and ITIOH.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, ITIOH.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hey, Super Don, do you think we shocked our listeners in Salem?
In Salem, yes. Right? Well, we might have. I doubt that there's any other show in that area that's saying the things that we're saying.
Or anywhere else, honestly.
Anywhere else, really.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I just want to correct something.
Yeah.
WCCM, Salem.
Yeah. Yeah,
Salem is correct, but it's not Salem, Massachusetts. It's Salem, New Hampshire.
Salem, New Hampshire, but, you know, it's not that far from Salem, Mass. People could get lost.
Yeah, I think it's not that far. Right. I think it's kind of interesting. There's two Salems so close to each other.
Oh, right. Well, okay. So I don't know if they're doing witch hunts there, but certainly they're witch hunting Donald Trump and RFK Jr. I mean, you want to talk about somebody theoretically diametrically opposed if you think Trump's really a conservative. And, of course, RFK Jr. is definitely on the liberal progressive persuasion and a valid environmentalist.
RFK Jr. and everything, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how
what's upsetting to these people. You know, they're trying to move the Hegelian dialectic even more. Divide and conquer, right? That people can work together that have different viewpoints in politics, but come together on an issue like vaccine safety.
Well, and, you know, one point I think that's important to make, and especially maybe for some of the new listeners that might be hearing what we're saying here, nobody here is saying that because RFK Jr. is going to head this commission to take a look at vaccine safety and scientific integrity, that that means that suddenly the world's going to end and that everybody's going to die of measles and polio. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is a commission that would take a look at the science. And, you know, I think it's too easy for people to get bamboozled by this narrative that's out there that's like, we can't even talk about it. We can't look at it. We can't even think about it because it's settled. Mm-hmm. And if you even, like, say the word vaccine, that somehow that's going to make kids die or something, you know, It, that's not how it is.
Well, you know, think about it.
There's a commission out there that is going to take a look at what they say is the settled science, and if it turns out that after this examination that that science is truly settled, then fine. Then we'll just go, hey, we were wrong all along, right?
Yeah. Well, as you think, though.
Why can't we talk about it or look at it?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the conversation?
Well, that's the point. I mean, rational adults would go, hey, okay, take a look at it. If there's any way we can improve it, wouldn't it be awesome? No, you can't look at that. That's out. No, don't even bring up the question, because that might mean one fewer vaccine will be given. Well, you know what?
Because, you know, listen, there was a time when mm-hmm. there were people saying that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and it's settled. This is what the intelligence services have said. This is what the, you know, everybody said, and the people, and you know, that's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were they wrong? Yeah, they were wrong. Sometimes people are wrong. Sometimes people are right. But you got to delve into it, take a look at it, recognize the fact that guess what? Mistakes are made. Corruption is there. There are captured industries. Okay, they exist. It's a reality, and you've got to take a look at that. And like I said, we have the conversation. And it turns out that the other side is right. We'll be the first ones to say, hey, we were wrong.
Yeah.
But there's so much evidence that's out there that shows that there is something not right.
Where's the courage in the political left to really protect children instead of via injection? Right? I just ask that because if you look at the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the court that was basically made out of thin air, unconstitutional as it is, to be a buffer between the people and the kids who are harmed or killed by vaccines and the companies that manufacture them. So there's no liability for Big Pharma here. None. And when Donald Trump says they're getting away with murder, it's not only about pricing. And he knows that because he knows firsthand the damage that vaccines can bring. You know what? You want to vaccinate your child, that's your choice. But don't tell me we can't have a discussion about it. Don't tell me we can't question the safety. Don't tell me we can't question the efficacy. Anything that is declared unquestionable is the first thing, dagnabbit, we need to question. The first thing, not the second or third or the last, the first thing. Now, questioning fast food in America. You got Chipotle, first national chain to say no more GMOs, and they were attacked viciously. Panera Bread now is officially removing artificial ingredients from its U.S. menu. Panera Bread. Now, when I was passing through the airport in Atlanta from Iowa last week, they had a kiosk. I think they had, I don't know if the Panera Bread was there, but they had a kiosk for French Meadow Bakery. Those of you in Minnesota, you know French Meadow. It's a delicious restaurant. A lot of good organic ingredients. They've been at it for a lot of years. Great organic bread. And they had a kiosk there, so I was able to get an organic salad on the way home, which was kind of cool. But the trend is good, folks, and it's not because of government. It's because of you. You're demanding cleaner food. And if they ain't delivering it, then don't buy it. Grow it. Grow it locally. Find someone who's doing it near you, or become your own farmer. All right, when we come back, we got superbug deaths. We got more antidepressants that, well, they aren't there. And I'm applauding, but other people are freaking out about it. We'll talk about drugs and alternatives to them.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every year. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Truth takes him. Here's Robert.
If you ever miss a show, no worries. GCN, our syndicator, carries the archives right away. GCNlive.com. Links are up in show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Also heard around the world through various internet podcast sites and live radio sites. UK Health Radio in the United Kingdom. And, of course, SoundCloud is also another way to listen. But thanks to all our radio affiliates that pick us up and carry this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty out to the world, especially right here in these United States. which we're rapidly, killing ourselves with pharmaceutical drugs. We are the United States of Drug America. As much as I don't like to admit it, because I love this country. I love what it stands for. It's true. It's not perfect. Then again, nothing on earth is, other than creation itself, or designed by someone a lot smarter than the government boneheads that try to run things through regulations. But we are at a turning point. I really believe that, in terms of, do we kill ourselves with drugs, or do we say, hey, you know what? Let's become a little more rational about how to utilize these synthetic substances, not of creation, but of man. First story, this segment covers drugs. Actually, two stories cover drugs this segment. One, a Nevada woman dies of a superbug resistant to every available antibiotic in the U.S. I've said it for many years, we are in an era that is post-antibiotics already. Already. They just don't want to admit it. Now, if you talk behind the scenes with doctors, they are frightened to death and have been for a long time, because they're rapidly approaching that point of, we don't have a drug for you. You have an infection, and it is resistant to every form of antibiotic. Now, some people will say, oh, you know, you're just against all drugs. I said it, and I'll say it again. No, I am not. I am against the indiscriminate use of those drugs, which is basically 90 to 95% or more of the time, they are unnecessary, at least based on what I know and my experience. I know that doctors, by and large, aren't trained in anything but drug therapy, but those that have gone beyond it know what I'm talking about. And maybe long time listeners to the show also know. If you're new, you might be coming on this and going, yeah, you know, I'm a little nervous now. I hear about these super bugs and the drugs that are, they can't kill anything. So I've been out lecturing around the world, because I've been studying over the past decade of, you know, ways to address superbugs, infections that antibiotics can't kill. And, well, as a homeopath, I talk about remedies that can address infections no matter what they are. Homeopathic phosphorus, homeopathic heper sulfur calcareum. There are many others that facilitate your own body's ability, innate ability, to overcome infection. But the rise of superbugs is not because the superbugs are any stronger or more super than they used to be. It's the weakness of man relying on synthetic chemistry to kill bad guys, and simultaneously killing himself. Let me explain. You have a microbiome, that is the gastrointestinal environment, that contains more bacteria than you have cells in your body. That microbiome is the seat of your immune system. 70% or more of your immune function depends upon healthy gut ecology. The very first antibiotic, the very first vaccine, yes, even vaccine, alters, disrupts, and destroys the integrity of the gut microbiome, disrupting the ecological balance, the biodiversity. This gives rise to opportunistic infections that they call superbugs, the bugs that have now become resistant to the singular pathway of most antibiotics, that they basically express new DNA, and the drugs that used to kill them, now they eat for lunch. Not kidding, not exaggerating at all. So what do we do? How about going back into history to find out what our ancient brethren did before the era of antibiotics and superbugs? They utilized natural substances, botanicals, herbs, echinacea, golden seal, other adaptogenic herbs, probiotics, right? Cultured foods. These are things that enhance the function of the immune system. And one of the things seemingly lost to history, even though it's still in use in modern medicine this very day, is a metal. And it is known as argentum metallicum. In English, that is silver. Those of you who know about colloidal silver, that is something that you will need to know more about, not less, as the days, weeks, and months progress, and years. Because the antibiotics are failing because they're monopath. They have one singular way to kill a bug. That bug expresses new DNA, then it eats the drug for lunch. Silver doesn't have a singular path. The ion has the ability to bypass the protective layer surrounding a bacteria, the membrane, disrupt membrane integrity. It can transit through the membrane into the mitochondria of the cell. Yes, it can. the bacterial cell. This is known. It's in the peer-reviewed literature. It's not a mystery. And there it stops bacterial reproduction, fungal yeast reproduction, and it can interact with a virus, the virion, the protein coat surrounding virus. That virus is not alive. It takes DNA and RNA from your cells and spews out and replicates elsewhere. It can stop viral replication on contact. In addition, silver can carry up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen. What is that important for? Well, oxygenating your white blood cells, your immune cells, your B lymphocytes, because they need copious amounts of oxygen to produce reactive oxygen species, ROS. Don't go all catatonic on me because I spoke some science. ROS is something known in the medical literature. It's not an unknown. It is what your own immune cells use to disrupt and disable the metabolic and respiratory pathways of the bad guys. But guess what, folks? Your healthy cells have an onboard defense mechanism, antioxidants. This is why you're taking minerals, selenium, trace minerals. Go to the health food store. Get some whole food supplementation. Ramp up those minerals because those are the things your cells use to defend against assault. From toxins, but also from microbes. And those microbes have no defense. And by the way, if your cells go rogue and become cancerous, they lose their antioxidant defense mechanism. And guess what? Silver ions can neutralize them too. Cancer cells. Yes. In the medical literature, peer-reviewed, I don't care if your doctor cries and screams and yells, how dare Robert Scott Bell reference the medical literature in referencing silver as an option to defeat superbugs. Superbugs are easier to defeat. You think they'll be angry with me? It's possible.
Oh, somebody will.
Somebody will.
Of course. Somebody's always. Yeah. And, you know, another thing that needs to be pointed out here, this is the thing that gets me, is these. What is it they're doing? Here's a disease. Here's a bug. We have decided we're going to use antibiotics to kill the bug. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, look, that antibiotic's not working anymore. What should we do? How about another antibiotic? Okay, we got another one. Look, it's worked. Oh, no, that one's not working either. And what do they do? They're like on this hamster wheel where it's like they're continuing to try and put the fire out with gasoline. You know, it's just like it's making it worse and it's overcoming, it's adapting. And the only thing they can think of to do is try and solve the problem with the same solution that hasn't been working for years. This is how we got to superbugs, is because you're trying to use antibiotics. Maybe we could look at something else, right?
Yeah, but it's not patentable. Superdon, it is not patentable, and, of course, these people have an antibiotic crack addict.
Because, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Yeah. If they come out with a new antibiotic, what do you think is going to happen? We have how many years?
To know, decades.
Evidence, right? Yeah. I mean,
it's more resistance, more. And the thing is, the more powerful we make the antibiotic, the more it's likely to kill the patient. Every new strain, or what we call it, generation of antibiotics becomes more toxic than the previous. That's the only way they know. Kill the bad guy with poison. Of course, we hope we don't kill the host. That's chemotherapy for cancer. This is chemotherapy for microbial infections, which, by the way, are not caused by the bug. They're caused by your weakness because you become intoxicated and deficient with toxic poisons, and you're losing the minerals that are used to defend against this garbage, thrown out, spewed out by Big Pharma, delivered to you by doctors and nurses who don't know better, who should know better. But they have licenses from the medical police state. And anybody who tries to do something different is attacked, discredited, persecuted, perhaps even prosecuted. You think they'd get over it by now? No, they're too depressed. They need new antidepressants. That's the next story here, briefly. No new antidepressants are in sight, despite growing need, experts warn. What growing need for antidepressants? Don't you have enough already? And if you need more, are the people becoming super antidepressants that they need? Because they're becoming super depressed? Because the antidepressants you used before no longer work, so now you've got super depressants. Right? Not just depressants, but super depressants. So we need super antidepressants. I mean, it's the same damn pattern. There is no deficiency for an SSRI drug. There's no such thing. They don't even know how it monkeys with the chemistry. This is all experimentation on your brain, on your nervous system, on your emotional system. And so, no, we do not need more antidepressants. We need more spirituality. I'm just going to say it right now. Because most people are depressed due to the fact that they're disconnected from source. The source of all sources. Now, that disconnection can come many different ways. One of them is dietarily. If you eat food made by man, not by God, you know, food that your ancestors used to eat, just that was food, right? Now it's GMO. Now it's pesticide laden, herbicide laden. It is deficient in all the minerals, but hey, we've got phosphorus and potassium pellets that we throw on the soil, kill all the stuff in it, but it looks good. The food looks good. And you eat that, you're disconnected from source. Emotionally, you're not doing something fulfilling to your emotional body for happiness because you're doing something that is degrading to you or others. Many of the things that are considered J-O-Bs today, it's like slave labor. What are you producing? Oh, I work for Big Pharma. Exactly. Depressing when you really know. And soul on some level knows that stuff is poisoning and killing people, not genuinely helping them outside of the crisis intervention in the few percentage points where we grant it legitimacy. Super Don, what do you think?
Antidepressants are probably one of the drugs that have been proven to be worthless, probably more than any other drug that's out there.
Yep.
And it's interesting because in this particular case, the reason why the pharmaceutical industry and people are looking at it and they're going, wow, we have a problem, is because, A, the antidepressants that were put out there for the longest time have now gone out of patent and they're now available as generics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at it going, you know, there's not a whole lot of profit in this. And one of the things they point out is that the reason why it's so hard to come out with a new and improved antidepressant is because when they do the science and they have the clinical trials, they're having trouble competing with the placebo.
Yes, that's a good point. Another great point made by Super Don. Right? Making it sound so good. We got Andy on the board today at GCN. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. How about some CBD instead of antidepressants? Yeah, seriously, take you out of anxiety safely. Oh, the DEA says it's not legal. We got news on that, too. All right, folks, we got lots more healing to go.
Hey, and you know what's coming up?
It's not all baloney, is it?
A bunch of baloney.
A bunch of baloney coming up.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid put on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're wondering, I mentioned about silver last segment. What do I use? I use a bioactive silver hydrosol. It's called Sovereign Silver. And the doctors, I recommend to use Argentin 23. So look that up. There may be links in the show notes. In fact, if you go to robertscottbell.com, we have notes up 6 days a week, lots of story links and things so you understand what we're covering and perhaps why. If you listen, sometimes you'll gain a little insight, maybe a lot, like Super Don has over the years. I can turn the show over to him. He's like Dr. Super Don.
I'm not ready to fill the shoes of Robert Scott Bell yet. But you're right though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I started, I didn't know anything really. Yeah. I was lucky.
Yes.
To be able to work with you and be able to, it's opened my eyes. Listen, I have always been the guy that roots for the underdog. I hate corruption. I hate hypocrisy.
Right.
And there was so much going on there that you don't hear about in the mainstream news that you were bringing all the stuff out, pointing the stuff out. And I was just like, holy cow, that's really going on. Most people don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. In Bologna is like the underdog in most places, but apparently not in Newfoundland. Do you say it like that? Is it Newfoundland?
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
It's
right?
Deutschland. Deutschland, yeah.
Yeah, right, because we can't say Deutschland, right? My wife gets on me because she can speak German. So I'm like, if we say it fast, she won't know we're saying it wrong. Newfoundland.
Right. It kind of sounds like a sneeze, right?
Isn't it? I can say that. So what is this Newfoundland bologna story?
Well, listen, when you think of food from Newfoundland.
Yes. You don't think of Panera bread.
You probably don't think of Panera bread.
Yeah.
You probably would think of something like fish, right? Newfoundland.
Sure.
That's where the fishing, is going on and stuff. But apparently, now, you ever heard about Hawaii? For some reason, I don't know why this is, over in Hawaii, they are big fans of Spam. That's
right.
Like the fruit of the island.
The Satan eats.
Oh, they eat, you know, Spam for lunch and breakfast and make everything out of Spam. Well, I never knew this, but in Newfoundland, they have this huge appetite for, of all things, and the way they describe it is waxed bologna.
Waxed?
Waxed.
Really? I don't want to know if they're actually waxing their bologna. That's kind of bologna.
Bologna? Okay.
I think we'll just say bologna for now, all right? They'll correct us. Somebody from Newfoundland will tell us all about it. Is it made from fish parts? Apparently not. Canada's largest bologna producer, Maple Leaf Foods, estimates the province's 530,000 residents put away 4.2 million pounds of bologna a year.
What?
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
530,000?
Yeah. Put away 4.2 million
Stand
pounds.
Stand by for a moment. I got to do the math on this.
You going to do the math on that? Okay, do that.
All right,
in the meantime, let me just say this. I hope it's not preserved with nitrates, nitrites, all the nasties that cause cancer, and it's coming from free-grazing, free-range animals, whatever you're making this stuff from, or else that could be trouble later in life for you in Newfoundland. You can make fun of me all you want about the lack of pronunciation skills of Deutschland and Newfoundland. Newfoundland? I'm lost here. I should be napping today. I shouldn't have even showed up for work. But seriously, if you got access to clean fish and you're eating bologna, what is that?
That's about eight. If I'm doing this right, that's about 8 pounds a year per person of bologna.
Wow, 8 pounds of bologna. And here you thought it was only in Washington, D.C.
Wow. So, and, you know, they take their bologna seriously.
Yeah, they call it the big stick.
They call it the big stick. Yes,
yeah.
This is like a giant bologna. Is that a bologna? You're happy to see me.
Neil Diamond song. Tired of eating fried bologna. There's a line in
no,
that.
No, Neil Diamond sang a bologna song.
Well, it was one of the it's Talking Optimist Blues. If you ever find that, it's a funny song.
But he
song.
Actually sings about bologna.
He says, "Yeah, I'm tired of eating fried bologna."
I will never let you forget that. Now,
yeah,
okay,
so,
but
yeah.
No, check this out. They put together a cookbook for bologna. It has 400 bologna recipes in it,
right?
And they have bologna wrapped stuffed prunes with Havarti. They have a bologna cake.
Wow.
And bologna stroganoff.
With the wax on, wax off, it goes together. All right, I get it.
If that doesn't work for you, you can have bologna stew and fried bologna with mashed potatoes, green peas, and gravy. Maybe that's what they did for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. How about like bologna wrapped chocolate bananas while they're at it? Right? At the carnival, right? Because that's carnival food at that point.
Deep fried bologna. There you go.
Yeah, deep fried bologna. All right, folks, so if you're from Newfoundland and you want to take issue with that story, it wasn't us making it up. It came out of the New York Times. Oh, well, then again, it might be fake news. You're right. Never mind. All right, next hour, ladies, particularly menopausal, if you're dealing with drying issues, you know what I'm talking about. Man, you don't have to listen, but we're going to cover it with Dr. Anna Kabeca. She's with us next hour because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.